This also kind of means summer's over.
Yeah, it does.
Happens too fast.
You know? We were talking about, Joe and I were talking about this morning. We're getting older.
Time's flying. I just turned 50. I know what you're saying.
I'm 51. We got issues. We got, you start, things start slowing down. Kids go to college. I got two kids. One's going to Florida State.
Still remember their names?
Yeah, Emily. Emily calls. I talk to her once a month.
I get her names wrong all the time. Going to Florida State, really?
Yeah, she's freshman at Florida State.
Awesome.
So,
good for her.
Yeah, Gene Deckerhaus looking after her, so my concern level is high.
no doubt.
But, no, and my other son, they're twins. My son's going to Kennesaw, so everything's good. So, yeah, I've been fully orientated. I've been to freshman orientation at two schools, boys.
Yeah.
Let me tell you now, that'll change your life.
Oh, I bet.
I know where to take my money. All I figured out in 2 days at each school was where my money goes.
Yeah. Well, Joe's done that. You're doing it. I got 15 and 11, so I got a couple more years.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Rick, don't worry. It won't cost much.
Hey, that's why I'm in radio, man. That's why I'm here.
Make all the money you can.
That's right.
Legal or illegal, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Now, we are going to pick your brain for some college football, but we have to start.
You want to start with the Super Bowl?
Yes, we have to.
God love you.
Especially after ESPYs last night, Peyton Manning was hosting, did a hilarious job of his Super Bowl party and whatnot. But Wes, we were sitting there having breakfast this morning, and I said to you, I can't imagine what was going through your mind as the second half was unfolding.
Yeah, and, as I told you, a lot of people get to me about Jones makes the catch at the 22 and then the all hell breaks loose, right? And as I've told people, the red light for me was when they recover the onside kick and don't do anything with it. When they recover the onside kick and don't score, it shows, number one, New England has stymied the offensive momentum they had in the first half. And then Atlanta really, really struggles the rest of the game. And so by the time you get into the fourth quarter, then all of a sudden you're in panic mode, and they played scared a little bit. And they admit that. The good news for the Falcons, postscript of that, is that they went through OTAs in minicamp, and they're saying all the right things, and they've done all the right things. Now, proof's in the pudding. We all know that. Next fall, what do they get into? How do they handle the preseason? Can they be as fortunate, stay away from the devastating injury, that type thing?
Yeah.
But they've helped themselves as much as they can to get back. And I think, too, Dan Quinn's the kind of coach who sees things in a different, unique kind of way. And he's really worked to try and make sure that they hit buttons now that drive 2017, not say, hey, we got to fix 2016. I think it's pretty important. When you lose a game like that, much like Clemson and Carolina this year, Clemson lost Alabama the year before in Arizona. Carolina loses to Villanova on the Hart three-pointer. You get to those particular situations, then all of a sudden you got to figure out how you get it done, right? And now, here's how you get it done. You got to remember it's a new year, and I think that's one of the things the Falcons are going to point to when they open camp in 3 weeks.
It's kind of like a heavyweight fight where Atlanta just punched themselves out by the final round, and
defenses don't feel way too long.
Yeah.
Way too long.
Yeah, way too many plays.
And, yeah,
it's so easy to look at it now. Really, the Patriots shouldn't have. They lost two Super Bowls to the Giants they shouldn't have lost.
Correct.
Now they've won two Super Bowls that, honestly, they shouldn't have won.
Seattle and Atlanta.
I mean, everyone said, why didn't they run Lynch? And then last year, why didn't Atlanta run when they had a sizable lead?
Exactly. And that's, now Kyle Shanahan's gone, so that's not a distraction this year. See, actually, that's a positive. Shanahan's going to go be the 49ers coach, so now it's Sark calling plays. They've changed defensive coordinator. It was Rick Smith, now it's Marquand Manuel. So we'll see how this goes. I'm excited. I think that they've done everything. Dontari Poe is a great sign for him in free agency. They drafted more speed on defense. They got some depth offensively. So I really do think that they've done all the right things as it leads up to, we all know this too. I mean, you guys have seen it for years in Jacksonville. You got a window, right?
Yeah.
The window is open.
Yeah.
How long can you keep it open? New England's kept it open a decade. That's a long, long time in NFL life now. So let's see how long Atlanta can keep it open.
Yeah, the pressure they put on Tom Brady, Grady Jarrett, and some of the plays were incredible.
Yeah.
And just could not believe that they weren't able to get it
done. Got a lot of Gators up in there now. We got Marquand Gordon, Keanu Neal, the safety.
Yeah.
We got Devontae. I mean, good heavens, this is like Florida.
What a year Neal had.
Yeah, Keanu was a perfect fit.
And the back, Freeman's gone back-to-back 1,000 yards.
Yeah, he's going to – everybody's asked me a lot this summer about the deal. I think he'll get a deal done.
Mm-hmm.
I think how it comes together is going to be a different issue.
Uh-huh.
Will it come together? If I read the tea leaves the right way, sheer speculation on my part, I think Freeman will get a deal done sometime around the front end of training camp. That's okay. My guess.
We're talking with Wes Durham, play-by-play voice for the Atlanta Falcons and the ACC Game of the Week. So let's do a little college ball here.
Heck yeah.
We've asked everybody. Dabo sat down with us, and it's got to be a good feeling. It's affirmation that that the conference is improving as a whole to not only have the national champion two of the last 4 years, but then have all the other teams that have been successful.
Well, you guys have followed this league. I mean, you know the ascent of the ACC is real now. Mm-hmm. I mean, this has happened over a 5 to 8 year window. I think the four coaching hires a year ago were impactful. I think the other thing that has occurred is that everybody's gotten into the arms race one way or another, whether it's resources, facilities, auxiliary stuff that goes with being a top flight football program. And the ACC found schools to make a commitment, to be honest, and they found guys to make a commitment. Uh-huh. They knew in the new world we're living in that if you're not good in football or not competitive in football, you can be bad, be 3-9, but, you know, be competitive. And I even think, like Georgia Tech 2 years ago, they won 3 ball games, but yet they were kind of in games, and they knew what they were getting to. And I think that's what you're seeing up and down now about the league. And so, you know, I'm excited to see how this flips. Now, the Florida State-Clemson thing on the Atlantic side is one thing. The potential emergence of Miami on the other side is the other thing. If Miami can get that done, that would be a huge boost to get them in that circle with Florida State, Clemson, potentially Louisville staying in there with Lamar Jackson back this year. And then whoever may emerge to join that group, because it's a little bit like basketball, Rick and Joe. If you can get me 4 household brands and throw 3 more in on it, mm-hmm. then somebody's got to go, well, damn, they're pretty good. And you got to live with that.
I think it's the biggest disappointment in college football. I mean, since Miami came aboard in 2004, we thought we were going to get a rematch
every year
between the Noles and the Canes. Haven't had it once.
Yeah, you're supposed to have it, and they took the probation hit,
sure,
and Georgia
did.
Tech went.
Yep, Miami, I mean, they haven't been there. Mark Richt is doing a phenomenal job recruiting. This is the best team he's had, 1 through 85, that Miami's had probably since 2003. But their question, who's going to play quarterback?
Well, and who amongst us is going to be surprised if it's not Malik Rozier,
mm-hmm. right.
who you might expect.
Uh-huh.
But then again, here's Nikosi Perry.
Yep.
I don't follow this recruiting stuff, okay? I'm last guy to tell you what a star guy is or anything like that. But I've heard enough about this guy to know that he can play.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And I've had people who follow it tell me he can play. I also know he's Mark Richt's first dual quarterback ever.
Right.
Okay?
Not named DJ Shockley.
Well,
he tried.
Yeah.
And I talked
yeah.
to DJ
yeah.
Shockley. And I said, I need you to tell me about Nikosi Perry and go ask your former coach yeah. about him. And I would tell you this. We've got the Bethune-Cookman game
uh-huh.
September 2nd.
Oh,
somebody
good.
Said, who do you have? I said, I got Miami, and I don't care who they're playing because I think they're going to be preseason top 25. And I think they've got all the other things other than this one position.
Right.
I mean, but, Rick, in today's college football, if you can go through this and say, well, I got everybody but a quarterback who can really go. Well, if you just get above-average play,
uh-huh.
you don't need Nikosi Perry to go out there and beat Lamar Jackson.
No.
You just need him to be able to hand it to Mark Walton, throw it to Richard, shoot it to Herndon every once in a while, read zone man coverage principles, and win games. Your
yeah.
defense is going to be good enough.
Yeah, great defense.
Yeah.
Richards and Walton are stars.
Oh.
I mean, stars.
Well, look, I'm a real bad projector of Saturdays to Sundays.
Uh-huh.
But I'm confident Amon Richards can
play
on Sundays.
I mean, he was arguably the best true freshman wide receiver in America.
Absolutely. Even ahead of the Robertson kid at Cal.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He was just absolutely phenomenal.
Agree with
year.
You on that. And I think that's why Miami's ready. Okay? And then look at the schedule. They don't play Clemson. They get Florida State.
Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
November
this
11th.
Is not your Newt Rockne Notre
no,
Dame.
No, it's not the classic.
Okay.
Convicts, Catholics,
but
still appointment watching television.
Okay, absolutely. Well, let me add this, too. Notre Dame season may be riding week 2.
Sure.
Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to talk about Hair on Fire Classic?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you think about who needs that game worse.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys know.
Dogs
oh,
need
yeah.
it. Yeah, Kelly needs it to save his job, but I think
Kirby
Georgia
needs it,
that
too.
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, so all of a sudden, that week 2 game, that could be like Brian Kelly's Austin again.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, so you got to be cognizant of where Miami fits, and I'm excited for him. Number one, I think the world of Mark. Love him. I think he's a really good guy. I wasn't supposed to like him when he was at Georgia and I was doing Tech, but at the same time, always respected the way he goes about putting a program yeah. together. man, have they done a good job down
there.
Oh,
yeah. They're recruiting.
Well, the Richt effect is very obvious right now because we were saying it earlier, the Georgia footprint that he had now extends to South Florida. So it's not like the other part was closed up.
Well, and here's the other one I'll throw into you. How about the fact we might get Miami, Florida State, mm-hmm. what, four blocks away here in December again?
Be unbelievable.
Yeah, because the Noles now.
They play too early. They play in week three.
Yeah, but there's a reason.
So they can play again.
Correct.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing, too.
They moved up Bedlam this year, too, because of that.
Well, they moved up Bedlam because the Big 12 is still trying to figure out how they can get in the party.
Conference championship game.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to figure out the party.
You can't play late, then redo it. That only happens in 96 for
right.
Florida State.
I would tell you this. I think that, yeah.
He's still better.
I'm taking that one to the grave with me, Wes. That game never should have been played.
But here's the thing I'd say to Florida State fans. I know you got a bunch of them. The idea of that first game, yes, that's a big game. That may be the GOAT, as somebody told me today, the greatest opener of all time.
Uh-huh.
It may be the greatest opener of all time. But that game right there cannot define your season.
No.
As big as it is, mm-hmm. it does not define the season.
No.
But it's a hell of a game to start. Yeah,
I've been telling Noel fans, listen, if you're going to lose a game, lose that one.
Yeah.
Just don't
conference.
Get blown out. Don't have Louisville drop a number
that's
on
it.
You. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, lose by a touchdown or 10
right.
points.
I'm with you.
You win the rest of your games, you're back in it. You lose by 40-something, you're going to need some other things
by the
to
way,
happen
Mercedes-Benz Stadium, I think you boys will like that.
Oh, I cannot.
I'm going to be out there tonight before. You'll be there, too. I'll be with the Jags on the sideline.
For the Jags,
For the Jags-Falcons game. So
a four-day weekend for you?
I may just stay in Atlanta.
Are you looking for looking for a tea time at Eastlake?
I am on Friday. Let's play.
I'll be gone, man. I'll be in Coral Gables doing football.
I'm sure Doug Marone will love it if I bring my golf clubs on the team charter.
I would suggest shipping them another way.
Yeah. Have you seen that commercial?
I would suggest maybe shipping sticks.
Yeah, they got places.
Hey, look, you got places down there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got places to ship sticks.
No doubt. Yeah, yeah, that's what Work Done has this tournament. I heard it's just phenomenal.
Yeah, East Lake's beautiful. It's a fun time. We do a charity event there in April with Matt Kuchar every year. It's been good.
My bro plays there. He says it's out of this world.
Oh, then you got a hookup. You're ready to
ride. Well, he plays in the Work Done tournament.
Well, no,
and he doesn't invite me because I'm not good enough. He's scratched. They're trying to win. Leaves me back in Jackson.
Sounds like you got a hookup. By the way, shout out to my man John Bachman.
Yeah, that's right.
Johnny Bach, I'm on radio in Jacksonville, and I didn't tell any dirty stories about you.
Love it.
At least on air.
Thanks, Wes.
All right, guys.
Great
take care.
Wes.
Good to see you,
man. All right, good stuff. Wes Durham, of course, the voice of the Falcons. He is also with Fox Sports South. Does it on Saturday, does it on Sunday. We got much more to do. Ballou and Cowart live from the ACC meetings in Charlotte.